The stock market is stuck in a trading range, but other indices are moving that should be much more noticed by serious investors. Interest rates are rising, despite the Fed's attempt to drop them, and this is the result of world investors losing faith in the U.S. dollar. In other words, the U.S. dollar is now falling in value again, losing purchasing power on an almost daily basis. U.S. investors failed to notice U.S. dollar issues as all eyes from the public and the news media focuses on the stock market as their only indicator of how the economy is doing. This is one reason mom-and-pop investors fail to prepare themselves for economic problems and really don't understand what a falling U.S. dollar means. But you can bet big-time investors follow the action in U.S. currency movements, and that is the reason why they usually end up taking your money one way or another. The Feds will tell you on one hand a falling U.S. dollar is good for our economy, and then talk up a strong dollar policy on the other hand. They know the public understands little about currency movements, so they don't spend much time addressing it. But U.S. dollar movements are the cornerstone of investing, as the value of what your buck buys has everything to do with what your stocks are really worth. After all, if your stock portfolio is worth $100,000, but that $100,000 won't buy anything, what good is it? Mom-and-pop investors do understand one thing about a falling U.S. dollar. They may not know what a falling dollar means in the currency markets, but they understand the symptom of it very well, and that symptom is inflation. A declining U.S. dollar means things are going to cost more, as it will take more U.S. dollars to buy that carton of eggs or that milk. You might not see inflation tomorrow, but over time you'll eventually wake up to it when you get your grocery or utility bill. In the last 6 months, prices have been somewhat stable due to the credit crisis, but just recently I'm noticing food prices going up again. Gas at the pump is also crawling up, as well as a host of other items. That extra dollar you pay at the pump is the dollar you contributed to the bailout, and continue to contribute each time you pay more for something. You didn't think you were paying for all those bank bailouts and reduced mortgage rates for those deadbeat borrowers to stay in their homes, but when you wince at your day-to-day bills, that's where the money came from. It came from the purchasing power you lost. Rising prices is the bailout tax you pay, and you'll pay it whether you understand how it works or not. I want you to think every time you pay a higher bill for something that the higher bill is the direct result of the bailout. You're getting the bill good and hard. It just doesn't say bailout on it. Most people think rising prices is a strange occurrence that just happens and is part of normalcy. But that is far from the truth. Those higher prices reflect all that free money the government gave out. But when you pay more for groceries, you realize it wasn't free at all. Since we are just starting to see rising prices again, remember this. That bailout money is just hitting the system. Only about one-tenth of it is reflected in your higher prices right now. Just what do you think will happen 6 months from now when the other 90% of the bailout money washes into the system? And don't forget, the bailouts keep coming, and that money keeps washing in, and so will the inflation that follows it. Don't get mad at the oil companies or food companies or big corporations. It's not their fault. It's basic economics. More government handouts means higher prices directly. There are no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Everything you buy will surge in cost, and you only have the government and yourself to blame. After all, we permit these bailouts to continue, and indeed even ask for them ourselves. Free medical care, welfare, lower mortgage rates, 0% car loans, student loan subsidies, food stamps, bond referendums, home buying credits, car buying credits, lower tax rates, higher gas taxes, you name it. It all adds up to inflation as the government prints more money it doesn't have to answer all those cries for help. Need a lower mortgage rate? Eggs go up in price. Need a free student loan? Equates to higher gas prices. More unemployment benefits? You pay more for medical care. Need a 0% loan to buy a car? Then pay a higher utility bill. It's all the same. The more supposedly free stuff we demand from our government, the more money you'll pay for everything you buy. It's not magic. It's basic economics. You might not understand it fully, but you'll pay for it all in the end. That's it for this week's Money Matters Minute. And mark your calendars, on June 2nd at noon Pacific Standard Time, we'll be interviewing David Walker, the retired U.S. Comptroller, the head accountant for the U.S. government's finances. This will be one interview you won't want to miss. That's the David Walker U.S. Comptroller interview, June 2nd, noon Pacific Standard Time, right here on KVMR. I'm Mark Cuniberti for KVMR FM.